Michigan City.
Good to be back.
Woo! Oh, 2020!
Man, I needed this.
Yeah, I know, right?
I needed this in 2020, man.
We've been going through withdrawals.
Yeah, you know, our fans were probably like, what happened to Howdy Dude?
Oh, four episodes, they're done?
Hey, okay. The faster you rise, the harder you fall, man. They came and went.
We got so popular, we didn't know what to do with the fame.
Was that even real? That really happened? Was there a Michigan City podcast? Or did I just dream that?
It's like a fever dream, you know?
Jeez, so much has happened since last.
I know.
Gosh, what was that? November.
Yeah, it's like too much has happened that it's like it would. I don't.
Yeah,
it's like it feels like there's too much to talk about.
I remember over the Christmas
holidays,
the actual holidays. I was like, "Ooh, that'd be good to talk about on How to Do." And now I don't even remember any of that.
Well, there was a couple of those, and then now it's like, well. Everyone's already talking about that.
Yeah. Anyway, Christmas just seems like 2 years ago.
Does anyone need Howdy Do's point of view on that subject?
Well, we both had birthdays.
We did. We're both a year older.
Yeah. Did you do anything?
For my birthday?
Yeah.
I think I had food.
I mean, I wasn't invited to anything.
Well, I didn't have like a get together. No, I had some family over.
Oh, about How to Do Family?
Oh, no, How to Do Family. So sorry. Oh, I sent an invite. Did you not
get
it?
Yeah.
But no, I think I just had like a family dinner and that's it. It was really low key, quiet. Nothing like my 30-year birthday or anything like that. But what did you do for yours?
I went to the Hall of Heroes Superhero Museum in Elkhart.
What?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
It's the world's only superhero museum.
In Elkhart?
Yeah. It's about 45 minutes away.
What?
And it's pretty cool. They have a lot of old collectibles related to comics and superheroes. I guess some of the highlights would be they have a costume worn by Adam West, the Batman 66 actual costume.
Nice.
And they have they have one cabinet that has with glass, you know, so you can see.
Yeah.
Has the first appearance a comic book of every Avenger.
Oh, really?
So first appearance of Thor, first appearance of Ant-Man, Iron Man, all of them in one glass cabinet.
That's awesome.
And so that cabinet is probably
worth more than my life,
depending on the condition of those comics, but probably close to $1 million.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's definitely worth more than my life.
you should check it out sometime. It's kind of fun. It's like $10.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
So what's the size of this
one
thing?
Okay.
Tell me about of it.
They just, so it started off and it was in a guy's garage that he converted into to look like the Hall of Heroes.
From the Justice League?
Yeah. Like it looks just like it.
Oh, so
look it up
really?
On Facebook. Yeah. But anyway, so then he... Then about a year ago, they got so big that they moved into a building in downtown Elkhart.
Wow.
Or not downtown, but around Elkhart.
Yeah.
In more like the city.
In an actual
Because this was at his house, building. Like outside of the city before.
Yeah.
And
so in an actual like place where a museum should
be. In fact, I think actually it might have been like an old Blockbuster.
What happened to that?
You know what happened to Blockbuster, Netflix. But anyways, so it was fun. And yeah, if you like that sort of thing, you should definitely check it out.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure.
So I think the probably the biggest story, I guess, of 2020 so far.
There have been so many.
There's been a lot, but Michigan City specifically.
Yeah.
I would say is the beach and the Lake Michigan flooding and
the
beach erosion.
Yeah.
And it's kind of getting to the point where it's like, are we going to have a beach next year? I mean, surely, right? Like it's all going to go, the water's going to go away and everything will go back to normal, right?
Maybe. Well, see, that's a weird thing, right? Like, it's like, well, usually it's cold enough to have shelf ice.
Like, yeah.
And so the shelf ice kind of helps prevent a lot of the erosion, and that has not happened, and therefore it's just gotten worse. And from what I understand, the governor is gonna fly around the beach and assess.
He's gonna fly around
and assess the situation.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't even need to do that because there's this company, Timeless Aerial.
Oh yeah.
Am I getting this right? Timeless Aerial Photography.
It is. That's correct.
And so. I've been watching that page.
Yeah.
And oh man, the drone videos he's been posting.
Yeah, he does
are amazing. And yeah. Not only has he been posting, or they, I think
it's a he. Yeah.
One guy, or maybe a few, and of Michigan City, but all the way up the Michigan shoreline.
Yeah, he's been doing like this whole assessment.
You can go way up Michigan, and it's the whole.
Yeah, the whole thing,
and it's interesting to see some of these million-dollar houses,
yeah.
that are 6 feet from a cliff,
mm-hmm.
and you can see the erosion, and it just looks fresh, that's fresh, and so that's a really good way. So the governor doesn't need to come and fly; he can just go to Timeless Aerial Photography. Yeah.
Go to his YouTube
Facebook page and see it right there, like all of us.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to see some great videos, that's a good.
Go assess the situation for yourself and just it's sad. But,
so the question is, what do we do? Is there anything? Do we care?
From a
scale of 1 to 10, how much should I be freaking out?
Well, there are ways to prevent beach erosion, but here's the thing is like Washington Park and all the other beaches that are like used by people who like to swim and stuff like that. When you try to prevent beach erosion, you've got to do stuff that makes it very hard to actually enjoy the beach as like a destination. Like you put up like walls or like,
Oh, right.
Stuff like that.
Okay. But isn't a wall better than,
Oh, I'm not saying that.
No.
I'm not saying it's a bad option.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you're going to get the mayor of Jaws coming out going like, you can't shut down the beach. This is the most profitable season for us.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Right. But is the water line actually changing? And when it does change, is it a cycle? See,
well, you get like plenty.
I saw pictures on Facebook that someone posted in one of the million Facebook groups.
Sure,
that were from the 80s.
Yeah,
and because I had heard from like baby boomers,
was it 80s
that
or 70s?
When they were growing up, or a certain time period when they were growing up, there was no beach. On that side of the lighthouse, between Nipsco and on the other side, between the lighthouse and basically where the main beach is.
Oh, okay.
That there was no beach there, and I didn't really believe it because it seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
But then someone posted photos. Someone had photos of this from like the early mid 80s or something.
Yeah.
And the water was all the way up to that wall, where that wall is. And there was like stairs and the stairs just went right into the water. And that's where the beach would be now. So so is this just like a cycle that happens, or like, I don't know, just trying to figure out.
I mean, it could be that that's a thing, but also like, I don't know. Do we really expect it now with the current climate situation to go back to just,
I don't
normal
know.
Like if anyone hasn't noticed, like winters start later than they used to.
So that's what I'm saying. On a scale of 1 to 10, like how much should we be worried about this? Is this just this is just this little cycle and it'll go back and we'll have a beach.
Well, I'm never a fan of being reactive, but also I would love to be a little proactive about it.
I don't know. It'd be nice to have someone on that
also, I don't
knows
think
a little more.
Yeah, that could, exactly.
I'd love to have someone on from Save the Dunes or one of those.
To
ask them these questions because I certainly don't know. And if you it's one of those things you start researching online, or you're not going to really get.
Well, and the other thing is too, it's like things that are happening right now that should be concerning are people are losing homes. And I know it's like a lot of people are like, well, you shouldn't have built the home there. It's like, okay, well, that doesn't help the situation. The people didn't deserve to lose their home, even if they are, you know, more affluent, or maybe some of them aren't as affluent as you think they are because some of these homes are old. But still, like, no one deserves to have their home fall into the sea.
So
I don't know.
Was that debate with the money on how much should the government help bailing these people out? There's a core thing there.
Is it the state government?
Some of these people have been in the courts trying to say that they own the beach.
Yeah.
And that just leaves a bad taste in all us normies' mouth.
I don't know.
Yeah. So
I wonder if insurance. I wonder if there's insurance for.
That's what I'm wondering.
Beach erosion.
That's what I'm wondering. You know, like just let the lawyers battle it out.
Because like if you live in a floodplain, you have to get flood insurance. Yeah. I feel like if you're building your house next to a lake, you know,
what percentage of the homes that are in danger are actually like second vacation homes for these people?
Yeah.
And if so, let the lawyers battle it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Court, like,
we just lost all our Long Beach viewers.
Oh yeah, listeners. All of them. So many of them.
Sorry, rich people.
How many people can we alienate in this episode?
No, I'm joking. Anyways,
speaking of shelf ice.
I heard that you did though.
I was at Shelf Ice Brewfest this year. And it was a fun time. I was actually there working. I was filming for the MCMA. We got a Cross Care Media is going to be doing a highlight reel for that. But no, it was a ton of fun. It always is. Always sells out. Lots of people there. So much beer.
Yeah, sold out.
Yep, sold out. There were so much beer. There's four huge tents full of beer vendors. And this year, I mean, they had a music tent, which is nice to go in. You can warm up in the music tent because they've got it heated. So they had some musicians that were going to be playing at Swale Music Fest in June. And then what else did they have? They had hatchet throwing provided by no other than the Lucky Hatchet.
Oh man.
I know, right?
So wait, was this like a portable hatchet throwing?
I don't know how portable it was, but they definitely built it right before
it might not
the
have
event.
Been portable, but it was there.
Yeah, they had built it. It was like you had to step up into it. Like it had steps. There was lumber involved in this thing. It was insane, and it was three of them. They had three stations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was like I think it was five throws for $5 or 10 throws for $10.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah,
so, man, that's cool.
Yeah, it was a cool thing, and like you know, you had to sign a waiver. Of course, you had to sign a waiver. But they had a line. They had a line of people, and it was exciting to see. I think they were excited too, because from what I could see.
Oh yeah, get the word out.
Yeah. Seriously, like there were a ton of people asking them, like, where are you at? So
yeah, and maybe
get some more business.
After you get people to throw the hatchet, and then you see that it's not that bad.
Yeah,
exactly. I can do this. And then maybe it's not as intimidating to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've driven by, because I have to drive by there all the time to go to my house. And typically on a Friday night, I see people there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They post pictures of pretty big groups.
People been there. I think it's probably largely because how to do.
Oh, like. Yeah.
Wow. So Lucky Hatchet was at Brewfest.
Yes.
What? And you weren't because you were like working. You weren't able to indulge in the. Okay.
I filmed people doing it, though.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Who looked like they were having the most fun? At what? What booth looked like they were having the most fun?
Like you talk about like beer booth or what
I guess,
booth?
Yeah,
like,
sure. Like, yeah.
Oh man, that's a good.
What was the hot booth?
The hot booth. Well, Burnham's always.
Oh,
hot.
Of course. Okay.
Oh my goodness, they're just those guys are always hopping. Yeah. Love Burnham. I say Shoreline's
there.
You know, the main three of the town are always busy. Zorn,
Burnham, Zorn,
and Shoreline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, Revolution was there.
They were there?
Yeah, Revolution. Yeah. Yeah, I'm almost positive
Revolution was
there. That's yeah. Cool. They were on the list, at least. So I love Revolution.
Yeah.
I've been there, and I think they're great.
Yeah.
I know 18th Street was there, 18th Street Brewery. Lots of cool places were there. I think there were like almost, there had to be over 30 breweries there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Zorn, actually, I think they had their new look and logo and all that stuff. Have you seen this thing?
Oh, new branding?
Yeah, they got new branding. Oh, have you seen their new logo?
I don't think I've noticed.
It's very... Okay, so you know how like what their old logo was like?
Yeah.
It was very more like a like an industrial, gritty.
Okay.
Their new logo is more like... I don't know why, but it reminds me of like a baseball team logo.
Mm, okay.
It's very much like a classic beer look. It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure why they decided to rebrand. I would love to know the story behind that, but it's different.
Yeah.
It's different than anything else in the city. That's for darn sure. But yeah.
So you've gone to the Shelf Ice for several years.
4 years now.
4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Was this probably the coldest year?
It's either this year or last year.
Because I know that two or 3 years, it was like traditionally warm.
The first year that I went, it was like 55 degrees.
Yeah. I think that was the year I went.
Yeah.
I didn't even barely need a coat.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was insane. I was filming a time lapse on the top of Art Space, and I swear I took off my coat and I rolled up my sleeves.
Yeah. So this year was pretty cold.
Yeah.
Do you think that like took away or maybe actually added? Because it's like, oh, we're all in this. How crazy. We're in the middle of the street and it's freezing.
These people, and no one cares.
Like, nobody cares.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
like
nobody cares.
Because then they get around the burn barrels or they get near the heaters or they go
there's heaters.
Or they go into the music tent and
music
warm
tent.
Up because there's heat there. But it's like, it's one of those cool things that kind of adds to the atmosphere, especially because it usually snows every time it's cold enough to for the brew fest.
Yeah.
So like it snowed a little bit this year.
Yeah.
Like it snowed last
snow on the
year.
Ground.
And it just adds that little extra like, okay, this is an outdoor winter beer fest.
Right.
It's the only one in Indiana. This is awesome.
Right. Yep. And you mentioned, so it's put on by the MCMA.
Yeah. The Michigan City Main Street Association.
And, we should mention the next event is the music festival.
Well, okay, hold on.
Right?
Not technically. The St. Patrick Parade is the next event that they throw.
Okay.
But then after that, yes, is the music festival.
Yes. And it is...
Swale Music Fest.
Okay. See, you say swale. I say swale. Right?
It's amazing how many bands have actually pronounced it Swale too when they're on the stage.
Well,
welcome to Swale Music Fest. It's like, no, it's Swale.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to. I don't know. Swale just sounds a little fancy.
Yeah,
I guess.
It does. Like I feel like I should be.
So when is the
Swale
Music Fest?
June 13th.
June 13th.
Yeah, it's the third June 13th. It's the third year this year, and. Honestly, it's one of like Michigan City's best kept secrets, I think, because it's just a blast. It's so fun.
Yeah, it was fun last year.
Yeah.
And it was like the perfect weather for it last year. Like perfect.
Yeah. The first year it was hot.
Okay.
It was so hot. But last year was fantastic.
Yeah, the bands were really good. And...
the crowd was really into it.
There's beer. Burnham was there.
Yeah, Burnham was
there's
there.
There's food.
Zorn was there, I believe.
And the tickets were real cheap. They're like $10.
Yeah, they're $10 for the pre-sale, $15 for the online.
Is the pre-sale over?
The pre-sale was during the month of January.
Oh, well, you missed out on that.
Yeah, you missed out on that, everyone.
It's still fine. There's tons of bands.
It's $20 at the gate, so don't buy at the gate. Buy it online.
And it's at the... what's the name of that park?
Charles R. Westcott Park.
No, I always forget about that park.
Yeah.
Well, so at least that park's got a point now.
Yes. Yeah,
it's exactly. The Swale Music Fest.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, it's Swale.
Right, yeah, no, it's joking. Fine. You can continue calling it Swale. I think it's hilarious. But no, it's fun. It's a fun event. It's a cool atmosphere. It's family friendly for the most part. If
Yeah, I'm going to say glitter money was not.
Okay, so let's say before 6 p.m. it's family friendly for the most part. You're going to hear a little bit of swearing, like, oh no, guard the kids'
I think
ears.
It was all family friendly last after year, all day and night, except for glitter money.
Yeah, then it got pretty,
I was honestly,
it was super fun though.
Well, I saw the list for this year.
Yeah,
and I was a little bummed that Glitter Money wasn't returning because I could have done another round of Glitter Money.
You gotta make the people want it.
Yeah,
so it's like, you know, maybe year four will bring Glitter Money back and Terror Pigeon, who was a huge hit on the first year or something like that. So
the what was it?
Terror Pigeon in the first year was a huge hit.
Okay,
were you there year one?
I missed the first year.
Okay, Terror Pigeon was like a really, he built his own stage and danced on it, and it was amazing.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was like the most positive, like, music thing I've ever seen, because he was like just affirming like how everyone was important while he's singing. I don't even know how to describe it, but yeah.
Yeah. My favorite last year, was actually on the side stage, and it was Pink Clouds.
Oh yeah. Pink Clouds.
I love that
awesome,
dude.
Awesome, man.
I love that dude.
He's from New York.
And fast, rhythm guitar.
Yeah.
Like time changes.
Yeah.
But then he had that high pitched voice.
Their vocals were awesome.
Yeah.
Like, and like they had like almost like a comedy routine going on too. They had all these like octopi.
Yeah, they're on Spotify. I listened to his album after that on Spotify, and that's what it's all about. You might find new music.
Yeah, exactly. It's really about like finding cool music discovery, and the fact that like it's not like going to see like Billie Eilish and like and like Weezer and all that stuff, it has its place.
You're gonna have to, you can maybe do that on your,
but this is a place where you're gonna come and see some, you're gonna kind of get a new taste of music, and you know, I think anyone under 50 should be able to appreciate new music.
You know, probably run into some friends too.
Yeah, exactly. And this year I do know like the two big gets are Maps and Atlases and Adult Mom. So those are their two main headlines, which I think is big enough for what the festival needs.
So speaking of dying beaches.
Oh no.
I saw something earlier today.
Oh no.
That honestly,
I feel
like
I'm gonna be sad now.
You know what I'm going to say?
No, I don't, but I feel like it's just feels like it's building up to something that's going to be sad.
So my family is from Monticello.
Uh-huh.
And I have a long history in Monticello.
I know what you're going to say now.
And so
I just read about this.
Indiana Beach apparently is closing. 94 years. And so for me and my family, I'm going to say that it hurts because like everybody in my family at 5 years old has a picture on the boats that go in the circle, you know, the kid boats that go around the circle.
I'll be honest. I've never been to Indiana Beach. Well, no, hold on though. But that's what makes me sad is because it's like one of those things where it's like, oh, I'll never get to know what it was.
Oh yeah. I mean, like, it goes all the way back. You know, I remember being four years old and going, and you know, my sister worked there as like her first job or something.
Oh, man.
And my nieces have both worked there through college. And I mean, we always, my parents live on like Schaefer. And so we get on the boat and we drive by Indiana Beach and you kind of see what's going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the big talk. And, I'll tell you, I'm going to be pretty bummed if it actually closes down.
Yeah, like what's going on?
They made two critical mistakes, in my opinion. And the first one was that they removed the ability to enter the park without paying the full price $35, $40 ticket. Like say Six Flags or Disney World. If you're going to go to Six Flags at all, you got to buy the whole ticket to get in, right? Well, Indiana Beach, how it used to be, if you go way back, was just free. You could just go and walk around.
Really?
Yeah. you can't not ride any rides or do anything,
but you can
go
around.
Walk around and you can buy, you know, food, and you can maybe grandparents take their grandkids, and the grandkids get the all ride pass, and but the grandparents are just walking around with them, not riding any rides, and they don't have to pay any money.
Okay.
Well, that changed. And at first they made it like $5 to get in, but you can't ride any rides. And then eventually this latest company back in 2011 or 12, just nixed that whole thing.
They were just like, let's put the Six Flags.
And basically if you want to get in at all, you got to pay $40.
But here's the thing. It's like, is there enough to do at Indiana Beach that's worth going in for $40? Like just paying, like if you just, like, I don't know, is there?
Yeah, there's.
Is there $40 worth of like amusement there?
I think that was a little high.
Yeah,
because that's getting up there to where like Six Flags.
Yeah,
and so.
And Six Flags,
I think they definitely should have been cheaper than
four
Six Flags.
Times bigger.
But there's some really decent roller coasters there. They have a metal roller coaster. They have multiple wood roller coasters. The other critical mistake I think they made is that they never upgraded the water park.
Oh, really?
So the water park...
it's aging.
The water park was built when I was a kid. It literally is exactly the same now it was then. Like, they had three or four of the tube, the things that intertwine with each other.
Yeah.
The lazy river. And that's it. And I really feel like some of the other rides and stuff that they had done in the last 10 years,
yeah,
kind of came and went and kind of just like fly. Like at one point in time, they had a zip line that you could zip line over the river.
Oh, wow. That actually been.
And they only did that for like 2 years and then nixed it.
See, that sounds
and that like, was probably a ton of money.
Sounds
and
like a ton of fun.
There was some other stuff that was... and so what they should have done is put all that money into upgrading the water park. Because I think that would have had a big draw.
Yeah, because I mean, like, but that was like half the draw anyways, right? Is the water park. Because it's like, it was supposed to be like a super cool water
park. Yeah, and the water park was really popular, but... So when they changed the ticketing and the entrance... They cut off the locals. It used to be the locals would just go to Indiana Beach all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just go to walk around. And then you're going to eat, though. Maybe you walk around and then there's like the taco shop.
Yeah.
And maybe you just get tacos, or maybe you play some skee ball, or maybe you ride one ride. Maybe you ride the Ferris wheel and you get your ticket for your we're just walking around. Well, they killed that. And so they killed that local kind of feel.
Yeah.
And they tried to go too big.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah. And so for a whole family,
yeah. Right,
so for a family of four, you know, it was getting to the point where it's like, oh man, $160 for us all to go to Indiana Beach for the day. Like, man, back in my day, it was.
Yeah. Well, what if the parents don't want to ride anything and they just want their kids to go on rides? Like, that's, and they still got to pay $160 just to get in.
Where yeah.
They could have just, the parents could have gone for free and the kids
Okay. I should say, though, they do have season passes.
Okay.
So the season passes were much cheaper. It's one of those things where if you're even going to go twice,
yeah,
it would be better to get the season pass. Like a season pass is cheaper than going twice,
which is like the Six Flags and Cedar Point model.
So a lot of people in town were just getting the season pass.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about the fee to get it. And then you can just go and walk around because you got season passes. So that's that
makes sense.
For
locals.
But the point is that
it's expensive.
You know, my dad could really rant about it because he used to go all the time growing up and he saw the changes. And he's actually written multiple letters to the Indiana Beach people telling them their mistakes that they're making.
Wow.
And they didn't listen. And now look at them.
Yeah, exactly. Should have listened to them.
Yep.
What they're probably doing is they're probably making it look dire so that when someone comes in the same,
I think someone,
like
honestly, I'm holding out hope that someone will come along and buy it. Still, I mean, Bloomberg could buy it if he just stopped doing TV ads for like 3 days. You know, Bloomberg, come on, man. Like TV ads for 3 days or owning Indiana Beach, you know?
Yeah. If he stopped trying to buy the Democratic, you know, nomination, then he could go buy the
own Indiana Beach, man.
So, Bloomberg Beach.
Yeah, sure. If that's what we got to call it, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. His face is on like every ride somehow. Hey, do you want to ride Bloomberg Roller Coaster 1 or Bloomberg Roller Coaster 2?
You don't swim in water, you swim in gold coins like Scrooge McDuck.
Okay, cheer me up. Jeez, cheer me up. What's something going on that's going to cheer me up?
Oh, the mood is so...
The Michigan City High School boys basketball is just killing it right now.
Oh, you know, I heard this. What if there's a freshman who's about to break a record or something like that? Jamie Hodges is the name of the kid, and he's moved. Let's see. This was posted on February 15th, and he had 15 points in the first half of the game. Moved into second for all-time Michigan City freshman scoring record at 271 points. Holy cow, this kid's a beast.
Yeah.
Next on the list is Delray Brooks at 374. He's only got like 100 points.
Yeah, so he's second in the scoring of all time as a freshman, right?
Yeah, of the freshman scoring record. Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. So Michigan City has not ever won a sectional basketball.
Really? I didn't know that.
After being Michigan City. Okay.
Oh, Roger or Elston.
Yeah. And so, so I'm hoping to catch the sectional championship this year because it's looking like they got a really good shot at it.
Well, that's awesome. This is actually it feels like a really good decade for MC sports.
Yeah. So a few years.
MC sports, but Michigan City sports. Let's say that.
A few years ago.
Let's clarify.
A few years ago, I was there when the football team won sectional, and that was the first time, I think it was 3 years ago, that was the first time that the football team had won sectional since the merge.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to be there for the basketball one. I just think that'd be cool. But,
that would be cool.
So this is one of the things that I always have to, that I always find charming about Michigan City. And we talked about this once before, but I think I cut it out because I'm just like Freddy Krueger on the editing.
I'm the editing machine, I know. We'll see.
I'm like Freddy Krueger in the editing room. the learning about the history of how the schools were two, Elston and Rogers. Mm-hmm. And in the 90s, they merged into Michigan City High School, which was actually the Rogers building. And instead of keeping one of the logos or the mascots and colors and all that, they just swiped it clean and did a whole totally new thing, mm-hmm. Michigan City Wolves. And it's funny because all the boomers on and on about how amazing Elston was and how nothing will ever be as good as Elston. So this is the moment. So baby boomers should get out and go to these games and cheer them on.
Seriously.
And maybe it'll bring back memories of the good old Elston days. Because you always hear, you never heard a louder gym than Elston 66. You know,
that's because the acoustics in there suck.
Yeah. Okay? Did you like my boomer voice right there? That's
gruff, like, I've been smoking a pack a day since I was 16 and I was in Elston.
Clearly, that's how the baby boomers sound. But
every boomer in Michigan City sounds like this.
Yes, and always talks about Elston 66.
Even the women.
No. Yeah, especially the women. You gotta go even lower for that. Oh, God.
I would apologize, but there's no need to apologize. If you don't get that, we're joking.
Now we're pissing off boomers.
What? Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
We got the rich.
If they can't pick up that we're joking and being sarcastic, then they don't deserve us.
Have you had the chance to get the Popeye chicken sandwich?
No, I have not.
You have not?
No. Is it good?
Yeah, tell it's pretty me good. About I mean, you've it, heard man. All the buzz, right?
Oh, yeah, because there's been
like murders, crazy, over stupid lines. Sandwich. You know, people have killed for this sandwich.
And this is, our Popeyes is not in the ideal location to have a long car line. Like,
Oh.
Like, the stupid entryway is, like, right next to the
intersection. Oh, so you're just boycotting? You're just like, I just hate the entry driving situation so much, I'm not even going to go there.
I don't want to die. I thought Starbucks was bad enough.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, this is a precarious situation. How can we make it worse? Oh, I don't know. Let's put another restaurant next to it without an access road.
It seems that the entry, if you're coming from the north, is very quickly right past 20, which is like major biggest huge intersection in town. Okay, but regardless of that, the chicken sandwich, man.
Tell me about the chicken sandwich.
It's good.
It's delicious.
It's good.
Okay, it's just good.
Yeah,
it's not. You said people were killing over this thing.
It's probably the best chicken sandwich I've had from a fast food restaurant. Like, I would if I had a choice between Popeyes, Wendy's, McDonald's chicken sandwiches, I would always choose the Popeyes one.
Okay.
It's that level.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, would I choose that over like literally anything not fast food? Probably not.
No, but you would choose a non-fast food chicken sandwich, obviously. Yeah.
It's just got a really good...
Is it spicy or is it like...
You can choose. You can either get the regular or you can get the spicy chicken. But I'll tell you, at Popeyes, the spicy chicken is not that spicy. But
no.
It's got a little bit.
It's just there.
It's got a little bit of kick.
It's got some pepper in it or something.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just seasonings. But it's just got a good mix. There's a little bit of mayo on it, I guess, with pickles. And it's thicker than... most fast food chicken sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And it just tastes more like real chicken.
Okay.
Than, you know, if you go to McDonald's chicken sandwich, like, is this even real? Was this ever an actual chicken ever? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So at Popeyes, you feel like you're eating real chicken.
Yeah. Was it ever?
Yeah. Any other
really a chicken?
Are there any
other? I don't know. It could have been a horse.
Are there any other like restaurants that you've hit up in the last few months?
Well, I haven't hit so not a Michigan City restaurant that I hit up, but it is owned by Burnham Brewing, which is Bare Bones. I went to Bare Bones
in the port? Port.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah.
Yeah. And it was what did I have? I had one of their sandwiches and it was delicious.
Okay.
So good.
Good.
Like, and I think they have their bread is from Arturo's Baked Goods here in Michigan City.
Yeah.
So Michigan City company supporting Michigan City. Great. And it was, the bread was good. They had they had kettle cooked chips, like wavy chips on the side. Yeah. No,
yeah,
it was a cool place. Like, it's definitely like beer is like the main thing.
Well, there, yeah.
They've got a huge beer selection of stuff. They've got a smaller food menu, but the options are all delicious on there. So,
yeah. Have you been to Leeds?
Yes, but I went there and had drinks. I have not eaten there yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've eaten there a few times.
Okay.
And both of those were since the last How Do You Do. We mentioned them before, but we've never eaten there. So now I've been there. And I will say the remodeling job.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Was the first thing that it just... Wow, you know, this used to be Ryan's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you remember how dark and the style that Ryan's was, they just completely gutted it. They must have gutted that building down to the studs.
The amount of money that they put into that thing is...
Well, so I kind of read the menu quickly, and I thought I was ordering a burger with a mushroom, like mushrooms on it. Like a mushroom burger?
You ordered a burger that was just a mushroom patty.
So I ordered it, and the waiter, which I think is the drink connoisseur guy, the guy with the twirly mustache.
Yep.
He was our waiter, and right away he said, "You know that there's no meat in that, right?" And I was like, what in the world? Am I going to order a burger with no meat? What? Of course I don't know there's any meat in it, you know? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, I can get you a burger and then throw a, and put a portobello mushroom on it. And I was like, that's what I want. So it was cool that I ordered the wrong thing, but he knew just by look. He, I guess just.
You look like a meat eater.
He just, I had to look in the, he's like, that. That's a guy that wants meat.
That guy's not vegan.
No way that dude is eating a mushroom burger. I don't know. So that was cool that he had the.
But that, yeah, that's really, that he, I bet you that's
solved happened. The problem before.
That's probably happened a lot.
I mean, I would have eaten it. You know, I wouldn't have been like disgusted.
Yeah, you would have been like, take it back.
I don't know. Maybe I would have liked it. Like, I don't know.
Who knows?
I'm just gonna. But eat that was cool that
they just got you a burger and did. They did the same thing just with a burger patty in it.
Yeah, so we put a you put a mushroom on it.
Huh?
It was a big.
Yeah, mushroom. I'm not a huge fan of mushrooms, but I mean that sounds like that's a cool like. That's cool that they did that for you.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like part of their secret menu.
Yeah.
You order the mushroom burger with a beef patty.
and I know that you've been to the. Fluid Coffee House.
I love
since last time we recorded.
Yes. Many times.
Many times.
Oh yeah, a lot. I love going there.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
So what's your go-to there? Is it cold? Do you get cold?
I get the cold stuff. Even though it's freezing outside, I always get the cold the cold drinks.
I don't know.
You can get hot drinks, obviously, but I'm crazy and I'm insane. Which is those are synonyms. Anyways. My go-to is the Rocket Fuel, which is the most caffeinated.
Oh, heck yeah. See, that's what I would get to.
Yeah,
That's how I am. If I'm going to go to a place, I get the most, I get the strongest, whatever.
You know what the stupidest thing though is for me, on my part, is that I don't go on Mondays for Rocket Fuel. Cause on Mondays they're half off and
everything.
No, just the Rocket Fuel. The Rocket Fuel's half off. And I always forget to go on Mondays. And it's just like, I should go on a Monday and get half off Rocket Fuel.
Oh, okay. And so is it like a shot or is it like a whole mug?
It's a whole drink.
Oh, okay.
So it's a whole, whole glass.
Glass.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, cause if you sit down there and you get it cold, it's in a glass with a metal straw. But it's like their coffee and espresso plus I think it's maple syrup and cream, and it's like a nitro shot of espresso or whatever. It's delicious. It's so good.
And it's, so you said it's half off on Monday.
It's half.
What's
off
the price?
On Mondays? I think it's like $5.50 for
normally.
Yeah.
Okay.
So get it for
That's like
$2.75. Am I doing my math right?
Yeah,
2.75. Yeah. So, but and they've got a small like little brunchish menu.
How late are they open?
On the door it says dawn till dusk.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like there's no. And what is that? You know that changes every day.
The sun goes down. We close shut.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so that's like, I kind of like how like you know they're just like whatever.
Yeah, we'll I stay guess open it probably like, depends on what's going
dark.
On.
Yeah.
I know that they have open mic though.
On so first
really
Fridays.
Open nights, those nights.
Yeah. Which
have you been there on open mic?
No, because I'm always working on those nights. They're usually on a first Friday.
Yeah.
So I'm always working. So it's like I haven't been able to make it out there, but man, the vibe in there is so my style. I love it. It's just a cool place.
All right.
Not to take away from any of the other local coffee shops around, but I love it.
Yeah. All right. I got to check it out. We need to change our How to Do recording to Monday and we'll go get
Rocket
Fuel.
What we're talking about right now is we're talking about the Michigan City budget. Shortfall of how much Adam? It's $3.6 million.
But the first it kind of was something that trickled out because the first article I read
Trickle down economics
something like that. The first article I read was that it was like $1.4 million.
Yeah, then they were like double it,
and that was bad enough.
Yeah,
and then like a week later, it was about that.
Yeah,
1.4 is actually 3.6.
Yeah,
and the blue chip fund after that is now at like the lowest amount that the blue chip fund has ever been in.
And that's not to be cynical, but that's not going to get better. There's a Gary casino being built, from what I understand.
Yeah, I don't know. Is the blue chip casino like down on the visitors?
Well, I would say probably because South Bend opened up their Four Winds Casino, which I think they said didn't make as much of a dent as they expected. Yeah. So they expected a dent.
Yeah, I feel like the one in Gary could be a huge hit, though. That's probably why they're building that big arena. Entertainment center.
They built the second event center at Blue Chip. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why they're doing that, because they're like, "Oh man, we got to get people here. Mm-hmm. Let's bring in, you know, Neil Diamond or whoever who's going to, you know, Bret Hart.
Please don't bring in Neil Diamond.
Bret Hart is going to, you know, what's the, you know,
Well, they're also filling in a hole that was left by Stardust. That's a blue chip. What was the one in Merrillville? The event center in Merrillville that got demolished.
Oh, recently. Yeah. Yeah, the Stardust Valley.
Or Star Center or something like that.
I saw, Weird Al used to play there all the time.
Well, that's just sad. He better play at the new event center at
Blue Chip. Here in Blue Chip? Yeah. Oh, man, if Weird Al plays here at Blue Chip,
I will sell tickets for that man.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so like,
right, okay, so you grew up here.
Yeah,
and so you were here when Blue Chip was built.
Yeah, like 97
from what I understand, what I'm told is that it was kind of sold to the people because it was like, this is going to bring in so much money to the schools. This is all about helping the schools.
Oh, geez.
And all this money that we're going to make from these casinos is going to be funded into the school system. Oh, that's what I've been told was like promise? Heavily repeated.
Oh, I don't.
But now we know that.
That's
$3.6 million was just taken from the fund basically to fix a budget hole, which was just a bunch of random stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with schools.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's if that was how it was sold, I don't know why we bought that.
So one of the councilmen, Dabney.
Yes. Yeah.
What's his first name?
Bryant Dabney.
So he had a post, and he went in detail.
Yeah, he gave a speech about it.
What was actually missing. And that really like okay, everybody calm down.
Yeah, it's also on, it was shared by citybythelake.org.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's where I saw it. And in detail, I think there was like five or six things on what detailed. Has happened here, and it really kind of shows. And you know, yeah, like he said in his post, like we will get out of this and be fine.
Yes,
this isn't, you know, Michigan City is going to be bankrupt next year or anything. So
does that we mean just they need have to be calm a down, more careful with how they?
And I really like how Mayor Perry has been handling it so far. You know, all I know is really what I read in the the paper or whatever. Not the paper, but Lord knows, not the paper, but on the websites.
On the interwebs. But so how's Perry been handling
it? So he's been pretty hard-nosed about it. And he...
Good.
Well, first of all, he said that he was going to investigate.
Oh, okay.
And actually do like a real investigation on how this happened, if there was any criminal involvement. He actually said that. And second of all, he said that for all of the department like leaders or directors or whatever they are, that they needed to fix their budget. And if the budget wasn't basically fixed or, you know, in the black or whatever in 1 year, then you're gone.
Dang.
So he's playing a hard nosed, which is apparently what we need. I saw that the EDCMC,
yep,
I saw that they had a new program where you could become a leader in the community.
Yeah, that's a...
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a... Did Mayor Perry have... He helped with that, I think.
It's new, so...
Or someone... Yeah, yeah.
And I so think he might have helped. I didn't really get into it because... Well, I don't know if you have to like live in that part of the community to be qualified for that. I don't know what the rules are with that, but mm-hmm. seems like a good thing if someone be the change that you want to see. You know, like hey, instead of sitting at home complaining on it on your podcast, get out and be a.
you know. Who does that?
Yeah, nobody. Nobody would do that.
Well, I think it's a good way to engage with some communities around here who probably don't feel like they have as much of a voice.
Yeah, and so it's kind of like a lower level councilman.
Sure.
Maybe that's how I would think of it.
Yeah.
It might even be a good segue for people to test out their leadership before becoming council.
Get involved, person. You know, like ask not what the government can do for you, but what you can do for your government type of thing. No, I think that's a good step. I like that idea. You can't expect people to come in and change things for you. You have to be involved. You have to get out there and get motivated. And it sucks because I'm sure that there are plenty of people in the community who obviously can't dedicate their time to do that because they're working like three or four jobs. But if you can give your time to do this, do it, please. Like, please help out. Like, this will be great for all of us. Everyone in the city, actively seek a way to help your neighborhood out. Be a leader. All right, I'll get off my soapbox now.
I know that you like murder mysteries, mm-hmm. right?
I do.
I do too. And I saw that there's going to be a murder mystery.
What?
At the Brewery Lodge.
Really? They're going to do a murder mystery there?
Yes. I think it's in March.
Oh.
And Dig the Dunes is a sponsor of it.
Oh, that sounds
And it's a murder mystery thing at the lodge. A pretty cool place to have a murder mystery.
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
And then you can stay there. Just stay there.
So you can actively participate in the murder mystery?
I don't know how it's going to go. You know, sometimes they work a little different.
Sure.
I've been to one that was at the Canterbury Theater. Down here, the big one. No, what's it called? Now it's called
Uptown Center?
Yeah, Uptown Art Center.
Okay.
And that was more like watching a play. Oh. You know, you're sitting and you eat and it's a bunch of people at the tables.
Uh-huh.
And you're kind of like, why? They come around at the tables and you can be in character if you want, but you're not really actively involved in the storyline or
so anything. So it's not like... It's not like one of my murder mysteries.
Okay. Right. But who knows? This one at the Brewery Lodge might be a little more intimate. That would be cool.
I would totally be down to participate in a murder mystery at the Brewery Lodge.
Check that out.
Because I think it's a cool atmosphere and that would definitely be fun.
Yeah.
It's like if you've been in there, it feels murder mystery-esque. Like, yes. I feel like a murder could happen.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. So we were talking about the passing of time and feeling old.
Yeah.
Get this. So I put this actually came up a few days ago.
Oh no.
The Batman 66 TV show.
Sure.
I mean, you know how ridiculously crazy that is.
Oh yeah.
And how campy it is.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
It's just hilarious.
It's
right?
Awesome.
So that was 66.
Yeah.
Okay. The same year of Elston's, Jim being the loudest of all time. But anyways, so the
no
passing of time between the Batman TV show and when Tim Burton's Batman 89 came out was 23 years. Okay.
Oh, no,
and so you look at the difference there between that TV show and Batman 89, 23 years. Well, to blow your mind, Batman 89 came out...
Is it 31 years
ago? 31 years ago.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
So 8 more years has passed now since Batman 89 came out than the time that had passed between the Batman 66 TV show and the Batman 89 movie.
Dang. That's so weird to think about.
Yeah.
I feel like... Now, correct me if you feel differently, but I feel like Batman, the evolution of Batman between 66 and 89 was greater than 89 and now.
Oh, by far.
Like, how has Batman really evolved since Batman Year One?
That's the thing, yeah, exactly. That's why for the kids to be bashing that movie, they just don't even realize the turning point that movie was.
Yeah, it's like you should thank that movie for what Batman looks like today. Because
or
you should be like mad at it because Batman hasn't really gotten away from being a psychologically broken person in a bat costume since then. He hasn't really grown up. Grown as a character. And, like, yes, they've made small changes in the comic books because I currently still read the current ones. But it's like nothing significant has changed for Batman because every time they try to do anything like that, people are like, it's not the same.
We should really make it a goal that we get some people to...
We're going to interview people.
Yeah.
Maybe not this next one, but the one after that.
I don't know.
I would love to interview Save the Dunes.
Yeah.
City by the Lake.
City by the Lake.
Doing this 20 for 20 thing.
That's right.
For 20. After he's done with it, I would love to talk to him about it.
We can
tell us on Facebook. Who do you want on our show? Save the Dunes. Well, actually, it doesn't have to be a competition. Just tell us who you want on the show.
Yeah.
We'll bring anyone.
Anybody that'll work with our recording schedule, exactly, basically.
Which is crazy. But yeah, maybe we'll work our recording schedule around.
Anybody that's available late Wednesdays.
Yeah, exactly. How late Wednesdays? Really late Wednesdays.
Available Wednesday nights? Sorry, you can't be on our
awesome, you can't be on our awesome podcast.
It's not going to work out.
But hey, it's been a pleasure talking to Michigan City people again and Howdy Do-Gooders. We hope to see you next time on the next Howdy Do-Gooders.
Will Johnson's Van Dyke Grigsby was paroled at 89. He never walked on a carpet, never tasted dinner wine. His old eyes were slowly fading as he walked out of the gate, and he breathed the first free air he'd breathed since 1908. Howdy do, Michigan City, you're sure a pretty sight. Well, I know there's bigger cities and more exciting nights, but I think your girls are pretty, and I love your children too. Michigan City, Indiana, howdy do, Michigan.